Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Mehorayot. This is our final podcast in the Masechet. We're taking a look at the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Yod Bet Amud Bet. It's Mishnah Chet in the third parak. Kol HaTadir Mechavero Kodem Et Chavero. This is a rule we are familiar with from Masechet Zivachim. I take it back. This is Mishnah Vav out of 8. Kol HaTadir Mechavero Kodem et chavero, that which is more frequent than another takes precedence. V'chol mekudash mechavero kodem et chavero, anything holier than another takes precedence. And an example of that now is par hamashiach ufar ha'ida umdim, par hamashiach kodem the par ha'ida v'chol ma'asav. Let's say that there is a kohen gadol who has to bring a par because of the events in our parsha, and the beit din has to bring a par. The par kohen mashiach, all of it is done first before you start the par ha'ida. Now, Manahani Mili, where's the rule come from? Of Tadir, Amar Bayad, Amar Kra, in the Korban of Chagamatzot, it says, Milvat Olata Boker, Sher Lolata Tamid. You bring the Korban Musaf, as we call it, of Chagamatzot, along with Olata Boker, which is Olata Tamid. Now, Mechdiktiv Olata Boker, Olata Tamid Lamali. Why do I need the phrase Olata Tamid? Hakam Rachmana called it Tadira Kadma. Anything that is more frequent comes first. In other words, the reason Olata Boker comes first is because of Tamid. How do we know that which is holier comes first? This is about the Kohen. You sanctify him means the chol davar should be kedusha. For anything of kedusha, liftoach rishon, he has the first bracha. Rech rishon at a meal, he told manayev rishon to get the first portion at a meal. So that is now the consequence of kedusha is precedence. Now, parakam hashiach ufar ha'ida, so the end of the Mishnah said that the par kohen gadol comes before the par ha'ida. Manani mili, what's the source of that? Tana rabbanan, v'saraf oto kasher saraf et par rishon. This is referring now to the par ha'ida. You burn it like you burnt the first part. Matom lo harishon, if it's there to tell you that, why is it mentioned harishon? Shirishon kodem le par ha'ida b'chom ma'asav, that the first one, meaning the par ha'kohen mashiach, comes first in totem. Tana rabbanan, par kohen mashiach ufar ha'ida umdim. Now we're going to have a whole series of hierarchies. So the one we had, par kohen mashiach, kodem le par ha'ida b'chom ma'asav. Ho'il mashiach v'chaper v'ida m'chaperet. This is now a new piece, not based on the text, but based on reasoning. Since the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper, and they dies mit kaperet, they get kapara, dinu shiakdima mechaper la mit kaper. It makes sense that the Mechaper should come first, and an example is v'cheinu omer v'chiper badovad v'tovad kol klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is Mechaper first for himself and his household, and then for klal Yisrael. Now, par helam dover shal tzivur, kodol and par shal v'dat kochavim. Our par that we dealt with in this Masechet will come before a par that they were bringing because of Avodah Zarah done errantly. My time, because Hai Chatat Vahai Olah, because the par of Vodat Kochavim is a par la Olah v'seir la Chatat. Metanya, we kriva tashel la Chatat Rishona. We have a rule, which is Chatat always comes first. Now that context is about a korban olev yored. If you bring the birds, the two birds, one is a chatat, one's an olah, chatat comes first. Now, im lamech te chatat rishona, if it's just teaching you that you do the chatat first, in that case of the birds, it said the second one's an olah. If it says the second one's an olah, obviously the first one's a chatat. Ela zebana'av, why does it say rishona? As a general rule, shukol chataot kodmot lo'olot avayimahem. Any time that an olah comes to escort, to accompany a chatat, the chatat comes first. V'kaimalan da'afilu chatat ha'of kodem olat be'ma. To the point that if you have a chatat ha'of, it takes precedence over olat be'ma. Alright, so therefore, the par of avodat Yom Kippurim, which is an olah, comes after the par of the helam dover shel tzibur, which is a chatat. Now, within the korban avodah kochavim, par avodah kochavim, korban nasir avodah kochavim, against the rule we just said, the olah comes before the chatat, amai, hai chatat v'hai olah, it should be opposite. Rav Mishmei de Rav Bar Meir, chatat avodah kochavim, chasera aleph. He gives one reason, which is that it says, l'chatat, as you can see in your Gemara, without an aleph, it's spelled chaser, without an aleph, and therefore it's like a secondary chatat, comes later. Rava, that's our Babylonian Rava, says Kamishpat Ktibet. It says Kamishpat, which means in the order it's given. And the order is, first the Olah, then the Chatat, in the Pasuk. Now, Sir Avodot Kochavim Kodem L'Sir Anasi. So if the Beit Din is bringing a Sair of Avodat Kochavim, which is the Chatat, and there's a Nasi there who did a sin, the Tzibur's one comes first. By Tamay Tzibur HaYochid, simply the Tzibur comes first. Sir Nasi Kodem L'Sir Rita Sirat Yachid. If you have the seira of a nasi, and an regular citizen comes up with his seira, the nasi comes first. My time, again, it's reasonable. Hai melech vayhed, the king goes first. Seirat yachid, kodem lekitzat yachid. If you have a goat, so two people ate chalev, one brings a goat and the other brings a lamb, the goat comes first. Ay vatanya kitzat yachid, kodem lesayir yachid, seirat yachid. We're bright to teach us the exact opposite. So Marbaye Tanoi here, the answer is a machloka Tanaim. Mar Sara Sira Difa. One holds the goat is preferable. Shekenit Rabta, it's Avodah Kochavim Biyachid. After all, when an individual does Avodah Zorah, then all he can bring is a Sa'ir. So the goats are preferable to the lambs. And then, Mar Sara Kivsa Difa. The other one holds that a lamb is preferable. Why? Shekenit Rabta Ba'aliyah. It's bigger, it has a tail. Now, Omer kodem lekeves habayimo, when you bring the korban Omer the day after Pesach, you bring a keves along with it. The Omer comes first. Shtei alechem kodem lekevesim habayim mayim. The two kvasim, zivchei shalmei tzibur, that are brought on Shavuot, come after the shtei alechem. Why is that klal? Here's the rule. Davar ba begin leyom, kodem ledavar ba begin alechem. Something that the day obligates you to bring, like the Omer, comes before the thing that's brought because of that offering, which is the Keves with the Omer and the Kvasim with the Shtei Alechem. Okay, the next Mishnah, Ha'ish Kodem La'isha, men come before women, Achayot La'ashev Aveda, for purposes of saving a life or to return an Aveda. Va'isha Kodem La'ish, but women come before men, Lichsut Ulotzim Beitashevi, if there's a need for essential clothing. Then the women are covered first, and to save them from captivity, women come first. But if both the men and the women are going to be raped, then ha'ish kodem la'isha, the man is rescued first. Now, Tana Rabbanan, this of course is all talking about a situation where there are limited resources to help, to save, to redeem. Tana Rabbanan, hayahu v'aviv rabo b'shevi, let's say a man was in captivity along with his father and his rebbe. Who kodem l'rabo? He comes first. For rabo kodem l'aviv, then his rabbi, then his father. Imo kodem l'kulam. If his mother's in captivity, she comes first. Okay, chacham kodem l'melech. If you have a chacham and a melech in captivity, you redeem the chacham. Why? Yisrael chacham shemeit en lanu keyotzebo. If Yisrael, even a ben gerim like Rabbi Kiva dies, you can't replace Rabbi Kiva. Melech Yisrael shemeit, but if a Jewish king dies, call Yisrael redeem l'malchut. Any Jew could be a king. Melech kodem l'kohen gadol. A king comes before Kohen Gadol. How do we know? Shemar Yoram Melech Lahem K'chui Machem Et Avdei Adonechem. So the David on his deathbed commands the people around, including Tzadok HaKohen, to go down, and he calls them the servants of your master, the master being the king, to go anoint Shlomo. Kohen Gadol Kodem L'Navi. Now Kohen Gadol himself comes before Navi Shemar in that same scene. David commands, "Umashach oto sham tzadok ha-kohen v'natan ha-navi." Tzadok ha-kohen, and then Natan ha-navi, in that order, itim tzadok le-natan, should anoint him. V'yomer, we have another proof, "Shmana Yeshua ha-kohen ha-gadol v'atav re'echa omdim v'sham v'fanecha, sham itach," that in this very strange nevuah that we read on Haftaran Chanukah, on Shabbat Chanukah, God says, "Yeshua ha-kohen ha-gadol," of the Kohen Gadol of the beginning of Bayit Sheni, "you and your friends standing around you." So the Kohen Gadol comes first. Now, Chol had Yodota, you might think these other ones standing with him in the vision are just regular guys. Talmud Lomar, Kian Shem Mofetema, says these are people of miracles. And Ofeta Lanavi, the word Mofet alludes to a Navi Shenemar in Parshat Re'eh, Natan Alecha Oto Mofet, if a Navi comes and gives you a sign. It's talking about a false Navi, by the way. But the word Mofet is associated with Navi, so that means that the other people standing with Yeshua, Akoen Agadol, are Naviim, and he's mentioned first. Mashiach b'shem ha'mishcha kodem l'rab gadim, that we saw already, that a Kohen Gadol who actually was anointed, b'shem ha'mishcha has precedence over a Kohen Gadol who only has the 8 garments. Rubeb gadim kodem l'mashiach she'avar machmat kirio, a Kohen Gadol who is active, who's wearing the 8 garments, takes precedence over a Kohen, even Mashiach, who is no longer because he had a carry on Erev Yom Kippur. Shavar Machmat Kiryo, Kodem Mavar Machmat Mumo, one who was replaced because he had a carry, it takes precedence over one who was replaced because he had a mum, because that's on his goof. Ever Avar Machmat Mumo, Kodem Mashiach Mochama, but all of them, all Kohen Gadol, only come before a Kohen Mashiach Mochama, who's the one who goes out to war. Mashiach Mechama Kodem Nisgan, and the Mashiach Mechama comes before the Vice Kohen Gadol, because at least in his context, he's the head. Skan kodem la amarkal. Amarkal is like an officer over the Kohanim. My amarkal, it's a little play on the Persian word amarkal. Rav Chista amar kola. He says everything. Markal kodem la gizbar. He comes before the treasurer. Gizbar kodem la rosh mishmar. The treasurer comes before the head of the mishmar, the week of the Kohen group for that week. Rosh Mishmar Kodem the Rosh Beit Av, and each Mishmar has seven Batei Av, so Beit Av is under him. Rosh Beit Av Kodem the Kohen Ediot, and they're all before Kohen Ediot, a regular Kohen. And remember, all the Kohanim are before Levim, etc., as we saw, as we'll actually see in a minute. Now, Ibayalu, the question is, Le'inyan Tuma. So we said that a Skan comes after Mashuach Bechama for precedence for saving his life, etc. What about Tuma? You, a Skan and a Mashuach Bechama, our Ezim and Kodem are out, and they see a mate mitzvah. Which one should become tamei? Marzut Rebbe Rav Nachman Toshman Tanya Sgan Moshoch Hamash Ayum Alchim Baderech Pagam Mate Mitzvah. In that exact case, Mutav Shem Tamei Moshoch Hamash Tamei Sgan. Better than Moshoch Hamash become tamei, not the Sgan. Why? Sheim Yarabo Psul BeKohen Gadol Nichnas Sgan Moshemech Tartav. If the Kohen Gadol becomes Psul, the Sgan has to be ready to go in. Moshoch Hamash doesn't need that. I Matam Moshoch Hamash Kohen the Sgan, but our brighter we just said Moshoch Hamash is first. Ravina Kitanya Hilachyoto, that's for the other things, for saving his life, for rescuing, etc., but not for Tum'ah. In that case, the Skan is the more protected. Okay, last Mishnah. Kohen Kodem Levi. Okay, Levi Li Yisrael. Yisrael Mamzer. Mamzer Le Natin. A Natin, remember, is a member of that group that originally were of the Shiva Amamin, chief of the Gibonim, who converted and remained as sort of a subsect in, among Jews. Natin Le Gero, regular Ger, Ger Le Eben Meshukhar. A ger comes before a somebody who was an eved who was freed. A matai, when does this hold? Bizman shekulam shavim. That's only if they're all otherwise equal. Meaning their entire Mishnah is only if they're otherwise equal. Hayam mamzer tamid chacham v'choin gadol am haaretz. If you have a mamzer, but it's a tamid chacham, and even the koin gadol mashuach b'shavan amishcha is an am haaretz. Mamzer tamid chacham kodem l'koin gadol am haaretz. With that, we end the Mishnayot of Masachar Arayot. The Talmid Chacham comes before the Kohen Gadol, if the Mamzer who comes before the Kohen Gadol, if the Mamzer is Talmid Chacham and the Kohen Gadol is not. Now, Kohen Kodem Levi, what's the proof of that? Shneimar Pnei Amram Maharon Moshe, the pasuk in the beginning of Divrayamim. It says that Amram had Aharon Moshe, Vaibadel Aharon Lahakatisho Kodesh Kodeshim. Aharon is separated to sanctify him more. So he's higher. Levi Kodem Yisrael. Shenemar ba'ita yivdil Adonai shevet Levi mitoch b'nei Yisrael. So, any time that we see here a separation for greater sanctity that they take first, Yisrael kodel lemamzer. Why? Shezem yuchas v'zeinu yuchas. The Yisrael, we know where his parents are and they're married to each other. A mamzer, we can't say that. Mamzer kodel lanatin. Why? Zeba mitipak shira. The mamzer, at least both his parents, were Jewish. But this one had parents who were not properly Jewish, they were sort of quasi. Natin kodem leger, why? Kizeged aliman biktusha, a natin at least grew up among Am Yisrael biktusha. Zeloged aliman biktusha, the ger didn't. Ger kodem le'eved v'shuchrar, the ger comes before a freed slave, why? Zeh haya bichlal arur, v'zeh lo haya bichlal arur. Anybody who's an Eved is cursed. That we see from the story of Noah after the incident with the grapes. And so therefore the Ger comes before the Eved. Now, Ematai, the end of the Mishnah said, Bizman Shekulan Shavin. That's only if they're otherwise equal. Minahani Mili Amrachab Rabbi Chanina Markra Hikarahi Mipinim. Meaning, Kohen Gadol Shinichas Lifnai V'lifnim. The Torah is dearer than jewels. What's the Limud? Pinim. Play on words is, she is dearer than the Kohen Gadol who goes lifnai v'lifnim, who goes to the very inner sanctum. Tanya Rashbi Omer Bedinu Shiakdim Eved Neshuchar Leger. Really, an Eved Neshuchar should come first. Because after all, the Eved grew up with us. He was in a Jewish family. But the Eved is cursed. That's why he's last. Shalutumanavit Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, they asked him, Neima Korat Sinli Sagi Ored, Vena Korat Sinli Mishachreret. They asked her the same question. People are ready to marry a girl who's a Giorit, but not in Shifcha Mishachreret. Amalim Zuaita Bechlal Arur, Zuaita Bechlal Arur. The answer is the same thing. Tavaracher Zuaita Bechazkat Shimur. The Giorit grew up in a nice family, not a Jewish family, but she was guarded, she was chaste. But a shifcha is a zilala hefker, that's at the end of the first parak of Gittin, loose. Shaluta minavit or belazo, they asked him, name mahakelev makirat kono, chatul eno makirat kono. Interesting take. Why does a dog know his master and a cat doesn't know his master? Amar lahem, maha ochel mimasha achbar ochel mishakeach. We have a tradition. They have a tradition that if you eat something that a rat ate from, you forget. Certainly, somebody who eats a rat or eats a mouse, certainly will forget. So the cat forgets because he eats a forgetting food. Why are the rats the lowest? And everybody rules over them. Because they're bad. Mahi, what does that mean? Rav Amar afilu glimigaitzi. They even destroy clothes. In other words, they destroy anything around them. Not because they get any benefit. They're just bad. Papa Amar afilu shufta marigaitzi. They also will destroy the handle of a rake. Something they can't get any benefit from. They'll gnaw on it. There's five things that made you forget. Hauchel mimasha ochel achbar. We already saw that. Masha ochel chatul. Or if you ate from something a cat ate from. Chel lev shel beima, if you eat animal heart. V'ragil v'zeitim, if you eat a lot of olives. Olive, the fruit, not the oil. V'ashoteb mayim shel shiurei v'chitza, if you drink water that's left over from washing. Ugh. V'chetu aglav zu agavizu, if you wash your legs one on top of the other. Shomim afa minyach kelav tachat v'ashotav, if you put your clothes under your pillow. Some of these clearly are metaphysical, if you will. Chavishat v'ameshivim atalimu, there's five things that can restore your learning. Pat pachamin, bread that's cooked on coals, v'chol shekhen p'chamin atzman, certainly the coals themselves. V'ochel be'etzam gugela p'lomelach, if you eat a boiled egg without salt. V'gil b'shem and zayit, if you're used to using olive oil. Gil b'yanu v'samim, and if you are used to using wine and spices. V'ashotem mayim ashel shirei yisai, if you drink the water that's left over from dough. Shomim afa tobel etzpo b'melach v'ochel, if you dip your finger into salt and eat. Haragil b'shem and zayit, where is that from? Sayele the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, k'shem shel zayit, k'shem shel zayit, k'shem shel zayit, just like olives can make you forget learning of 70 years, k'ach shem and zayit, k'shem shel zayit, k'shem shel zayit, the olive oil will help restore it. Gilbi yanu samim, sayele the Rabbi Yadam Rava, chamra v'rechani pikchin, that wine and smell help make you sharp. Okay? Hatovel etzpo b'melach. Now, Amr shtol k'shuv achat, he said one finger. Only two fingers and not three. The way to think about it is kmitza. The way to do kmitza with a korban, you take two or three fingers and take the komets. There's 10 things that are bad for learning. If you go under the bridle of the camel, certainly if you walk under a camel. If you walk between two camels, you walk between two women, or a woman walks between two men. If you walk underneath a place where there's a foul smell of an avela, if you walk under a bridge where no water, you're walking in a dry creek and there's been no water for 40 days, if you eat bread that's not fully baked, if you eat meat from this kind of spoon that they use to mix things up, if you drink from a stream that goes through a cemetery, if you look at a dead person, if you read a tombstone. All right, these are all whatever they are. Tana Rabbanan, Shanasi Nichnas. Here we go back to our main topic of leadership. When the Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin, walks in, Kol Ha'am Omdim, everybody stands up. Ve'ein Yoshvim Ad Shomer Lehem Shvui. They don't sit until he says sit. Sha'av Beitin, that's the second level when the Sanhedrin comes in. Osim Lo Shurachat Mikan, Shurachat Mikan. They make one row on each side. Ad She'eshev Mikvo, until he sits down, and then they sit down. But not everybody stands up, just the ones who are right near him. The rows on each side. Shechacham Nichnas, when any Chacham comes into the Beitin, Echad omed v'chad yoshev. They stand up and sit down. Ad sheyoshev b'mkomo, meaning as he passes them, they stand up and they sit down. So it's kind of like a rolling line until he sits down. Bnei chachamim tamnei chachamim. Their kids bizman shirabim tzrichim lam. If they're needed in the Beit Din, mafsino asheyam. They walk right in as people are sitting. It looks like they're walking on them. Not really. Yatzal etzorech ikanes v'yoshev b'mkomo. If he goes out for a need to use the bathroom, he comes back to his place. The students the children of the Talmid Chacham who are themselves are, the parents are leaders in the community, if they're able to comprehend what's going on, they sit in front of their fathers and they face their fathers with their back to the people. If they can't, that's the protocol. They come in and sit down, but they turn around and face the people. Even in a wedding, they put boards down for them to sit on. We said that if you have to go to the bathroom, he walks out and comes back in and sits down in his place. That's only if he has to urinate. Why have the mivtak nafshimi kara? That he should have taken care of in advance. If he's not careful enough to do that, he doesn't belong in there. A person should always train himself to go to the bathroom early in the morning and late at night, so that he shouldn't have to go far away to a desolate place. At night, you can go nearby. People won't see you. But now that the world's not so strong, I feel like gdolim namu. We let them even go out for gdolim. They can't control themselves and come back. The point about the wedding feast. That's only if their fathers are alive, and if their fathers are there, we let them sit in a special place at the wedding feast. The following Mishnah was taught in his day. Shem Gamliel Nasi, Rabbi Meir Chacham, Rabbi Natan Av Beitin. There we go. Those are the statures. Now, ki havaraj bag hatam avu kaimi kuli alma mikamei. This is what happened. When Shem Gamliel was there, in other words, our Mishnah that has the different protocols for when a Nasi walks in, etc., was all bimei Shem Gamliel, and it was the result of this story. Rashbag hatam avu kaimi kuli alma mikamei. Everybody would stand in his presence. Kavar adu amei rabbi natan avu kaimi kuli alma mikamayu. But when they would walk in, everybody would stand for them too. Shem Gamliel abawu lemehave akarabeng delili ho. Shouldn't there be some distinction between me, the head of the Sanhedrin, the direct descendant of Hillel, and these? So talking about Nita, so he established this Mishnah, which is the Nasi, they stand till he says sit, the Av Beit in the two rows, the Chacham, the rolling stand. So who Yom Alohavu Beramer of Rabbanatan Hatam? The day he established that law, they weren't there. The Machar Kiyatu, the next day they came in, Chazun Alokam Mikamayu Kedrigila Milta. He saw that they weren't standing in the same way they used to, and less. Amri Maihai, so they said, what's going on? They said, oh, Shem Gamliel made this new protocol. So he said, I'm a Chacham, you're an Av Beitin. Chacham is a position. Let's take care of this ourselves. We'll take matters in our own hands. My Navile, well, how can we get Shem Gamliel's goat, basically? Namele Gali Uktsim. We'll tell him, please teach us Uktsim. Delate Shaminu, Delatele. He never studied it. So once he shows that he doesn't know it, namely will say, who is the one who should speak about Hashem's power? Only somebody who could speak all of his praises. You don't even know Homasechet of Mishnah, because they generally only learned only the first four Siddurim of Mishnah that time, in some cases. So therefore, he'll be out. Nabre, and we'll get him out. I'll be the Av Beitin, Vat Nasi, and you'll move up to be Nasi. So what happened? Shamin Rabbi Yaakov and Karshi, this one rabbi overheard them. This may embarrass and shame Shem Gamliel. So what happened? Azal Yati Bachori Yilitim Shem Gamliel. He sat that evening near the balcony of Shem Gamliel. Pashat, he reached up, Garas Vatana, and he read Uktsim. Garas Vatana, kept reading Uktsim. Ramayda Kamas from Shem Gamliel said, what's going on here? Maybe there's some conspiracy in the Beit Midrash. So he paid attention and he learned Uktsin. So the next day they came in and Ramey and Ramanatan said, let's hear some Uktsin. Patach v'yamar. And then Shem Gamliel, to their surprise, got up and taught Uktsin. So Bata the Okim, after he did that, Amarlahu ilo gamirna ksifidnan. If I hadn't learned it, you would have embarrassed me. Pakid v'afkinu in Beit Midrash. He ordered them thrown out of the Beit Midrash. So what would happen? Habukatvi kushiata vapitka. So they would write their questions on a note. Vashaduatim, they throw it inside. Tavamifak mifrik. If there would be an answer from the inside, they'd answer. Tavamifrik. If not, katvi ruka vashadu. Then they'd throw the answers in. So Rabbi Yossi turned around and said, Torah b'chutz v'anu mifrim. What are we doing inside when Torah is outside? You're the source of our learning. You're outside. When Shem Gamliel, so he said, Nealino. Okay, let's let him back in. Miu nikasinu delo nemu shmaita mishmayu. when we're going to make a fine on them, that we will never quote them by name. So Asiku Rav Meir Acherim, so they decided that Rav Meir from now on will be called Acherim. Or the Rav Natan, they called Yesh Omrim, some say. Both of them had a dream in which they were shown they should go appease Rav Shim Gamliel for what they did. Rav Natan Azor, Meir Lo Azal. Rav Natan went, Meir refused to. Amar, I don't believe in dreams. When he went, your father's vest plate, or your belt, allowed you to come out Beitin. Rinatan's father was evidently somebody big. You think we could make you an Asi? That's what you're planning to do? So that was the story. Now, Rebbe now, Shimon's son, taught Shimon his son, Acherim Omrim, he quoted, and he said, Rameir, Acherim Omrim, Iluaya Tmura, Luaya Karev. So he quoted Rameir, but called him Acherim. He said, Abba, who are these people that we drink their waters, but we don't know the names? Who are you calling Acherim? These are people who tried to uproot your glory, honor and the honor of your father's house, who was grandfather, Shem Gamliel. Amrlei said, "Gam avatam, gam sinatam, gam kinatam kvar avada." They're all gone. Why you keep this up? Amrlei, how yev tamu charvot anetzach? The enemy's swords are forever. Amrlei, hani mili echad anu masayu. That's only if they were successful, then the enemy is forever. But no, anu masayu, they weren't successful. Shem Gamliel kept his position. So Rebbe said, "You're right." Hadar atnilei said, "Amru mishum Rabbi Meir." So he didn't say Rabbi Meir said. He said, "In the name of Rabbi Meir said." And he quoted the Mishnah. Even Rebbe, who was so humble, Tana Amr Mishum Rav Meir, he only said it secondhand, Amr Meir Lo Amar. He didn't say Amr Rav Meir. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Pligor Mishum Gamliel V'Rabbanan. We have the following machloket again about leadership. Chad Amar Sinai Adif, one of them said, we need Sinai, which is the hard mountain, meaning somebody with encyclopedic knowledge. Chad Amar Karim Adif, we prefer actually the Chacham who can upturn mountains, uproot mountains, meaning somebody who's very sharp. Rav Yosef is Sinai. Rabba Oker Harim. So now we hear that in reality we had Rav Yosef in Pubadita, who was the Sinai, and Rabba was the sharp one who had a big chiddush but didn't have this great encyclopedic knowledge. Shachul Taman, they sent the message to Eretz Yisrael. Ezem Kodem. Shachulahu Sinai Adif. Right, the message was we need Sinai because everybody needs wheat, meaning you have to have somebody who has all the knowledge. So Rav Yosef should have been Rosh Hashiva. This is when Rabba died. Sorry, this is when Rav Yehuda died. Rav Yosef did not accept it out of his modesty to Rabba. Malach Rabba Esrim Taitin Shnin. What happened is Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. And Rav Yosef the whole time was in the background. Vahadar Malach Rav Yosef. Then he became Rosh Hashiva. And all the years that Rabba was Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yosef wouldn't even have a blood letter come to his house. He always went on his own. He took no honor and no position of glory. Now, Abayev, Rava, Rabbi Zeva, Rabba, Marmant, Nahabuyatu, Abu Tzrichi, Reisha. The four of them were sitting. They decided who's going to be in charge. They called Amar Miltav, Lo Mafri, Chlava, Reisha. Whoever could say an idea, nobody else could challenge it and break it apart, would be Reisha. Tehulu Nifrich, all of them said something was broken. Dabaye lo Ifrich, this is the next generation of Pubadita. Abaye said something and it wasn't destroyed. Chazir Rabba, Labaye, so to be Rava, Labaye de Gava Resha. He saw that his head was lifted. Amar le Nachmani, Ptach Ve'ema. He said, say something, you're the Rosh Hashiva. So Ibayelu, he asked, Rabbi Zev, Rabba Matna, Heminai Radif. So he said, which of the other two is better? Should be in the next position. Rabbi Zeira Charifu Maksha. Rabbi Zeira is sharp and asks good questions. Ramatna Matun Masik. He, on the other hand, takes his time and he comes to the conclusion. Diligence versus sharpness. Which is better, my? And the answer is Teku. And it's not so surprising that this very short Masachet, very powerful Masachet, Horayot, ends with Teku. In the meantime, we will end with Hadran Alach Masachet Horayot, Vadrachalan. And Amir Tashem, in the next podcast, we will continue our study of Daf Yomi, beginning Seder Kodashim and Masachet Zvachim. In the meantime, Yisher Koach to everybody who's been studying this short Masachet with us over these 11 podcasts, and of course, to everyone who has successfully completed the study of Seder Nezikin. Yishar kochachem, yishar chelchem la'oraita. May your strength in Torah go strong and straight, and may we continue to merit to study together through the old medium of learning in a room together to the new medium of learning over the internet together for many, many years to come. Ken Yehi Ratzon.